W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is K8CPT. Anyone listening? This is K8CPT. Anyone listening?
K8YIL, go ahead.
K8Y something. Sorry about that. Yeah, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. My name here is Don, Delta Oscar November. Good to hear you out there on 2 Muse there. Over.
Well, good day to you, sir. Yeah, this Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, India Lima. It's kind of early yet here, so I didn't get your complete call sign. You said Kilo Charlie 8, and I didn't get the last three. But that's okay. I just wanted to come back here. We just got done doing the net. I'm still sitting here and reading stuff, so... trying to wake up with my cup of tea and watching it snow. Back to you.
Roger that. I think you said your name is Kevin or Calvin. I'm not sure, but the name call here is Kilo Charlie 8. Charlie Papa Tango, over to yourself.
KC8CPT, is that correct? And the name is Mike.
Right there, Mike. Very good. Nice to hear you on the 2 meter band there, Mike, and on the Mega repeater. I just talked to Mike on 8 depth on 20 meters just now. You know, I'm talking to Mike on 2 meters now. But anyways, good to hear you out there this morning. Yeah, it's pretty early yet still. And doing a good job from the trip of where you're at there. WQT, coming here in Detroit, Michigan. Back to you, KCCPT.
You said your name was Don. I'll have to write that in the book, sir. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. Now, I'm up here at Sand Hill in Michigan. We like sometimes like to call it Antarctica because it's cold and snowy. But I always tell everybody it's sunny. It's 80 degrees somewhere. Back to you.
Roger that there, Mike. Yeah, we wish that comes, but it will come pretty quick, you know. Here's March, here's February. It's going to be a short month, and March will come, so spring comes faster than you think it will come, because it will come faster, Mike. And then we'll get our summer and get our warm weather back again. I look forward to that myself. Anyways, I think it's positive about 80 degrees, boy. We wish it had the south 80 degrees from down there in Florida. Up here, it'd be nice. It was. But although they're getting cold weather too, you know, and some states down there in south over there down there, they also get snow there down there too, there, you know.
J8YIL. Yeah, we just, when we were doing the net, we had one of our club members, he's down in Florida right now. He checked in, it was 26 degrees in Florida It said somewhere about Tampa, Orlando, somewhere down there he's at. Too close for Florida. Why bother moving if it's going to get that cold? I talked to my dad, and he said he had to actually run the water so it didn't freeze, and, you know, because it was so cold down there. But that'll pass, and before you know it, they'll be walking around without coats on or anything. I went down to Florida one time, and when it was 40 below up here, and by the time I got to Kentucky, it was 45. I was in shorts and T-shirts. Everybody's still in coats, and they thought I was crazy. And then I explained to them, it's an 80-degree temperature change for me. This is warm, 45 degrees. That's warm compared to 40 below. Back to you.
I say so. 45 is wonderful. It's awesome, you know, because 40 below compared to 45 degrees will be warmer. And so I see why you had the shorts on then. But, I'm only here an ICOM 12, I think a 12,000 ICOM, I think it is a 12,000, I'm not sure. I'm looking down the radio, I'm not sure what it is. Usually a dipole wire, I'm using the antenna, a Maya copper, I can't remember the name of the antenna, but I'm using a J-pole antenna, that's why I'm using a J-pole antenna. It looks like it's shaped as a J. That's why they call it a J-pole antenna. That's what I'm using for the antenna there, Mike. And I'm putting it out about 8.5 watts. That's what I'm using. I think that's what it is. What this radio puts out, 10 to 40 watts down there. And I just come out on this radio and see who was out there available. So what part of the place where your QCH is that? Is that more north or is that west there, Mike? KC62.
Okay, well, if you pull out your right hand, look at your palm. I'm right there in the middle. Just not to be funny or anything, but right by the middle finger, MS-222 exit up by West Branch. I don't know if you're familiar where West Branch is, but you're using a J-pole. It was 5 watts in Detroit to make a base city repeater. That's pretty darn good. That's pretty darn good. I've got the 5100 here, the ICON 5100, and I think I'm not running the beam anymore. I'm running the Diamond 300 antenna up there, vertical, about 35 feet in the air, and I'm surprised that I'm picking it up at Bay City. So I'm doing good this morning. Propagation must be pretty good. Over.
Roger, that's sure doing very well. I heard that this is a leak antenna. No, not antenna, excuse me. I heard that this is a leak repeater. It goes different locations that you can hear other people that get out here, you know, that you get different locations, different people that you talk to at different locations where their QTH is at. So it's pretty awesome leak repeater. I mean, I was impressed with it when I first got on it a couple of times, and I didn't think I'd get that far. Some guy told me he was from Lansing. I said, wow, that's a pretty happen to jump, you know, from Lansing, from here in Detroit, Michigan, on the biggest top contact that far, what I did. I was impressed with that. But he explained to me he was a link repeater, that's why. So I can see why it does jump at different locations, different people get out here on this repeater when they do. But I made a contact at Belgium yesterday at 20 meters there, by the way, Mike, so that was 12 meters, yeah, I was open, 12 meters was open pretty good, and anyways, I heard someone else here hear me, so it was good to get contact when I did. KCD-CBT, thank you, Mike.
KEHYIL, yeah, I forgot about that. I've only been a text for a couple years now, and still learning about all this stuff, and yeah, I forgot they're linked up, but I got my C4FM just working here recently. I've been working on it since last summer. Put up an antenna, then that didn't work, then they put up a beam, and that wasn't working. Well, it turned out the files were burned out in my radio on the 440 side, and the C4FM's looked at that. So that burned out. So that was my whole problem. I couldn't get on the C4FM, some of our Eastern Michigan links over here, and I couldn't meet up with everybody that I used to meet up with, and finally figured that out, and boxed that radio up, and went and got another one. And that one seems to be working pretty good. I've got C4FM all hooked up and ready to go. But, yeah, I haven't turned that on yet this morning. I just getting up, getting rolling, We had our morning nest on the 14694, and we have that every morning at 8 o'clock. If you need any links or anything, you want to join in with us, if you can, that'd be great too. It's always good to hear from different people. I thought we heard from somebody linked up from, gosh, where was it, Louisiana or something the other day. So anyway, if you need any information about that, that's great. If not, that's great too. Like I said, I'm still learning about all this stuff, and it's an enjoyable hobby since I've been laid up and had some prostate surgery and just trying to heal up from that. And don't want to go out in the weather. That's for darn sure. It's too dang cold. Friday morning, I woke up and started the truck, and it went click, click, click. So I had to throw some money at that new battery. I'm surprised it was punched out at 2018. So I got many, many years out of that battery, so I was doing good on that. So anyway, I'll return it back to you. KEYIL.
Roger that, there, Mike. I hear you. I've been amped for many years. I tell you, I loved the hobby since day one, since I found out more information about it. I walked into Rail Shack one day, and when it was Rail Shack back in the day when it was, and they were selling ham radios back in handhelds, and all the radios, like CDs and that back then too when they did. I asked them, what kind of radio is that? He said, oh, that's a ham radio, handheld. I says, he told me all about how you could participate in a class for 8 weeks, and at the 8th week, you got past your test, you know, on the computer. And I went to the class for 8 weeks, and I got involved with ham radio after that. And at the end of the 8th week, I have not passed that test on the 8th week, because it was by a technician test. I think it was tech. And I did pass that test. I kind of froze about the questions of that. I wasn't sure about the questions of that. So they had multiple choice, A, B, C, and D. And then I did it again. I passed finally. And I was very impressed. And from there to the extra that I did, the exam. And then I did the, not the extra, I think it was the, no, Morse Cole, not the extra, Morse Cole. And then I passed that. I flunked the first time. I went in the room there, and I passed it the second time, so I was really happy with the flying colors. I passed that, Morse Cole, and then I passed my general after that. And I got HF and privileges, which I'm so happy about that. So that's how I found out about ham radio through Radio Shack. Back to you there, Mike Casey, CPT.
KEYIL. Yeah, I was interested in years ago, but I was a young kid and they hit the Morse code, so I didn't want to get into that. And so I kind of passed it up on it. And then graduation and marriage and divorce and, all that stuff, normal life stuff, raising kids, taking care of a job, running a business, it was just too much. And, like I said, since I had to retire and had my surgery, and I'm just, I got it to thought, well, I'll just get into the hobby again, and I'll grab myself a CD, and I'll talk on the CD, that way I don't need the license. Well, I spent all that time putting my Starduster up on the roof, and running all the wires, and hooking up, GTL, I think it is, a Cobra 2000, beautiful radio. I picked that up for $500 and thought I was getting the deal on that. And, I'm still waiting. That's 2 years ago, and I'm still waiting for somebody to come back to me. So I said, that's not going to work. So I went and my dad encouraged me to get my technician license, and now here we are, and I'm just studying for the general so I can get done the HF. I went out and bought a 710, Yaesu 710, beautiful radio. Hang on a second.
I not sure the computer will come back and I think we're going to do that for all that.
And when you use 10 meters on that, put up a major dipole antenna.
I guess you're going to have to get your Morse code. You got the Morse code.
And I dropped soapbox on to Spain, France,
and up to these several people that pass together. So they have those privileges on
Colorado and Washington.
I use an H-up. It's a good H-up.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun, obviously. Enjoyable.
There's
some people that are very serious about it. I'm very serious about it. I'm kind of like class clown. I'd like to laugh and keep everybody laughing.
Anyway, sir, Mike, let's say something here for now. And
keep everybody laughing.
Very good to hear from you.
I spent 30 years
have a great
on
day,
and
God bless you with your family. This is a
deal. Mr. Jewish National, Mike. I'm like, well, it's because I spent so much time in front of them, Mike, and dealing with people and how they act and different personalities and different moods. You never know what you're going to come up against, so you got to be walking carefully on what you say sometimes, you know. All right, that's all I got. Back to you.
Mike, I didn't hear that. I didn't think you were coming back. I thought you passed it back to me. Could you say that all over again for the beginning, KCBT? I'm sorry. I was listening while you were talking. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Yeah, I got the 700 Yates view. Just got that one, and I'll just highlight what I said. I'm working on my general, to get the general, and I've already contacted on 10 meters. I've already talked to West Africa and Colorado and Washington and Louisiana and Kentucky and California. It's just been very interesting who you can reach with this thing. And I got into it because, we're all still following a pot in the hand basket. So I just wanted to make sure I have other means of communication besides the old telly. So we'll turn it back to you, over.
Thanks for that there, Mike. Very good. Well, I'll make my last round here there, Mike. I'll say something strange to you. And, great to hear you out there on a 2 meter band. And good luck on the passing the general, too. I hope you pass your test there on the general there, Mike. Any ham operator that started out as a technician, they should pass their general because there's more privileges with the general when you get on the HF that you ever could believe. It's awesome. I mean, you can get somebody on the portion of the general band, and you talk somebody overseas like I did in Belgium. That's a good contact. I mean, you can't get better than that. So, best of 73s to you, and have a great day. God bless you and your family there, Mike. This is KCCBT. I'll be clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Dilford.
Hey, John, before you go, is it KCAs or is it just KC?
It was KC8CPT, Mike.
Roger that. That's what I thought you said the first time, but you said it so fast the second time, and I'm not quite awake yet. But, I spent probably, I don't know, like I said, 30 years on stage playing music and entertaining folks, and they said I was a natural doing the net, and I'm like, well, I'm used to talking in front of people and don't like it, but I'm here in the radio room, so nobody's in front of me, so I can say whatever I want as long as I keep it playing. So anyway, we'll just say 7-3 to you, and good contacting you, and oh yeah, the other one, Winterfield, that I contacted somebody from Brazil. So yeah, you can get right out there. You're right out there, good. All right, Don, you have yourself a good day. 7-3 to you. Enjoy. You have a good life, buddy, and Casey, don't talk again. KC8, this is KEAYIL. 7-3 to you, buddy, and have a great day.
You too, Mike. You take care. 7-3 for now. KC8, I'll be clear.
Yeah, John, let me just say a quick hello to KCHCTC. This is KAAUHC.
I think it's KAAUC, KCHCT. How you doing there, my friend?
Yeah, good, John. This is KAAUHC, name your AC. Yeah, I just say hello because I believe a friend of mine, Mary, good friends with your wife, maybe yourself too. But anyway, I figure I'd say hi. Next time. I'll say, hey, I heard your friend's husband on the ham radio, that's all. That's it. Good morning, this is K-A-A-U-H-C.
What's your name again? And you were saying that you heard your husband on the radio, which was me. Do you know me from a club or something, or what? K-C-C-T.
No, I don't know if you know Mary McBride, right? So anyway, she's a good friend of mine, and she's friends with your wife, and I think, I know they do quite a bit of things together over the year, and over the years, that's all.
That's that. Okay, now you shut the light there. Now I understand what you were saying. That yes, that is so true. My wife does know Mary McBride. And by the way, are you named Steve? Is that who you are? I can remember that Mary had a friend named Steve as a ham operator. Is that who I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. I'm sure you mentioned me once or twice over the time.
Right to that. So how you been?
Okay. Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Yeah. Remember you used to get out there on Eureka, right? Used to be involved more with Eureka and stuff like that, I believe. And I think Mary said that you retired from your whatever job you had to your regular job.
That's right, there, Steve. I was involved with Eureka Emergency. They're pretty much involved with Emergency relating to the Eureka Club, because they do get involved with Emergency, and that's what they do the best at to the best ability. And I was involved with Eureka Emergency Club for many years, and I just dropped out of it. I just don't get involved and participate like I used to be back years ago when I was. And I just decided after COVID started, I just didn't go anymore, because people were using masks to cover stuff up from going in places they were that they went to. And I just dropped out of Seca. Well, I shouldn't drop out of Seca totally, but it is a great, great club, I have to admit. I'm not going to say that anything about that club, that is a very special club to get involved with. It really is. But there was a lot of great people there. But the reason why I didn't go anymore was because of COVID. Because when the COVID came out, that's when everybody had shut the doors and didn't want to go out and club it that much anymore, because that disease was very contagious, spread everywhere, you know. That's what's bad about, you know, that kind of disease that they had around the world. So back to you, Steve, KCHCBT.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there are some clubs since, after COVID started, that, like church services and everything else, I have virtual presences, I think. I'm not sure if you think it does or not, but I think Lance Cruz was, and I think he maybe still is, and I think Hazel Park, they had some, virtual, still have a virtual presence, and I'm sure some other ones. I think with the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, which this is kind of their home repeater, they try to put some, I don't know if it's live stream or you put some content out there from their monthly meeting. So, yeah, it's not a club, but they meet on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9, Thursday evenings at the Macomb County Intermediate School District building at Garfield at 19 and a half or so. So anyway, if you're interested in coming out, about 25 people show up or so, maybe more. I'm kind of surprised even last, the second, third Monday, I don't know, the month, I just can't remember, but, Thursday, I think maybe the third Thursday or something like that, and when you had that bad weather and all that, there was like 25 people show up, even though a lot of schools were closed during the day.
By the way, a small world, you mentioned about the immediate school, that's where my wife works. She's a She's a bus assistant. She watches kids on a bus for a living, and she helps the artistic kids, wheelchair kids, and special needs, too, that she does for a living as well. So she works there. In fact, over there, I got here on 19 Mile Road there, Steve. And mentioned about the retirement. Yeah, I've been retired for 3 years now, Steve. I retired at Flexigate over there, 11 Mile Road spec. I've been there for 39 years, so I was due for retirement, Steve, and I had to get out of there because I had bad feet, was getting bad. My feet was getting worse about every year, and I said, well, now it's time to retire, and that's what I did. So it's a good thing I had done that. KCHCPT.
Oh, yeah, very good, yeah, John. Yeah, I think she mentioned something about that. It's a cold floor and all that. Just wasn't doing you any favors, you know, over time with that. And is there a flexing gate? There's a couple of ones in Detroit. What, I don't know if there's one on French Road, a flexing gate, or maybe also off of Jefferson. I don't know if there's... They got a few operations around Detroit now, don't they?
They sure do there, Steve. They got a few of them. They just built the one that was huge, a big shop that they had built about, I think, 2 years ago. And they hired about, I think, 700 people in that shop. That's how big the shop is, you know. And, they start hiring people, and then when they start hiring people, they train us for experience and all that. So once they train them, they were capable to do the machinery work, what they'd done in that shop, where they had new machines coming in when they were installing them at the time. And so at the process, they were training these people, these guys and these ladies. I'm sure they were training them pretty good, too, you know. But you had to know the training. If we didn't, they had to let you go, you know. But they're doing pretty good, I'm sure, in Detroit. They have that one in Detroit. They also have one in Royal Oak with my wife's uncle is. They have one there. And although the one I mentioned, I'm living on a glow spec, but they have one about a block away from us. They have another one there. It's called Tech, I think it's called Flexigate Tech something. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But there's a Flexigate there. That's too far from where I used to work, about a block away. And they got a few more other ones. I'm sure they have other ones out of state too there, Steve.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think I remember something like was the one they built since you straightened the city limits of Detroit. I believe they, remember like during Mayor Duggan's time period there and early on, and they were, they were promising jobs to opening it up, and first chance on, I forgot how many jobs, they were having people help them, create their work experience or qualifications for that, too. So they're promising at least the opportunity for how many. It was a lot of jobs. So good. So it's good to hear. I grew up in Detroit, so even though I don't live there, I haven't lived there in many, many years. But kind of follow everything and been all around the city over the years.
That's true. I've been working for a lot of years, in and out with restaurant dishwashing when I was a kid, busting tables when I was a kid back in the day. And I go through jobs, hopped into one job to the next. Kind of finally, I got this one job. Lord bless me with this job that I have before I retire. And Lord, I tell you, it's the best retirement I've ever had in my life. But although, even in the time that was all the years that I've been there, it was so wonderful to work with the people. The people is what makes it special. You're going to miss the people, but you ain't going to miss the work there, Steve,
Well, that's good that you go through that job where you miss the people that you create some connections and when you went to work. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up doing the paper route. With the paper route too, tried that for a number of years, and from the time I was 12, just subbing stuff when I was 11, and 12 through when I went off to college, and so having that one, I used to go, and also people would ask me to work, so therefore that job respect to, you know, painting, landscaping, and I know a few other jobs, along with for the people on my route. I have a pretty good reputation, and so I've been work for people's parents and grandparents as well as other locations. So, you know, when I went to college, I played some baseball, some sports and everything, so it allowed me some flexibility to continue to play some sports at a competitive level, you know. But yeah, I grew up on the East Side, so around 7 and Chainer. And, yeah, it's kind of funny that Big Bay is one of those, 48205 is one of the five, I don't know if it is still, but for a while there, not too long ago, it was considered one of the five dangerous zip codes in America.
Roger that. Yeah, you're right about that. It sure was. Yeah, when I started, it was the best thing I've ever done in my life. And retirement's been good since day one. I've enjoyed myself. I really am tremendously. And when you retire yourself there, Steve, I don't know if you retired now or not. Maybe you could tell me when it goes back to you that if you are retired or you still work. But when you do retire, I mean, there's always something to do even when you retire. You got to keep yourself occupied. You got to keep yourself motivated. You got to keep yourself active. You know, I do a lot of cooking, a lot of cleaning, a lot of laundry. And that's what I do every week, you know, for my wife when she comes home from work. And although she'll be coming home on a break pretty soon here, so I got to clear out. But I'll tell her that I was talking to you. I mentioned to Mary McFarland that she knows you, and that I mentioned about Steve that she knows who you are when I mentioned Steve. To my wife about you. I said, well, I talked to him on ham radio just a couple of minutes after you came in. So I think my last round here this year, you have a great day. God bless you, my friend, and you take care of yourself, all right? Good to hear you out there. This is KC, Stevie T, I'll declare.
Okay, Don, nice to chat with you. I haven't talked to you for a while, but I'm going to be getting on the air and as your ham journey and got onto the low bands and all that. And, yeah, I think I remember you used to be active with your nieces and nephews, so I mentioned that it's probably quite a while ago. You're probably pretty big now, but very good. 7-3, good set, as the French would say, bon traffic, have a good job, make some good contacts, but you made your Belgian contact and hope you make some others. 7-3, KAAUHC.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KE8YGD, monitoring. NAWRO. KE8YNU. KAYNU from NAWRO. Negative copy, NAWRO, clear. This is KE8YGZ monitoring.
NWA4MLD. Anybody around for a very quick audio report? Over.
This is KE8YGV, and you're coming in loud and clear. I'm on an HT, so I hope you receive me.
Yeah, good morning. Name is Ray, WA4MLD, and I belong to the Macomb ARPSC group here, but not able to get on very often, so I'm glad to make your acquaintance. I'm down here in South Warren. Got a gizmo from what are they called? This is the place that we get internet ads all the time. Little gizmo. It's like a desktop microphone, and it has a built-in equalizer and some other goodies on it. And I'm trying to use that on my Yaesu 857 here and, as my desk radio, so I don't tie up my main HF rig all the time. So if you hear me and I hear you, which appears to be the case and doesn't sound distorted or anything, I guess I'm good to go. WA4MLD, over.
Yeah, I think you hit the success button there. You got a good little piece of equipment, and it sounds terrific. And if it makes your life a little easier, that's terrific. I'm down in Davison, and our receivers must be connected and networked together. So it was great talking with you, and you helped me out too, because I didn't know if my little HT would work down in the basement of my home, and I guess it does. So I'm making it out of a basement about 6 miles from the receiver. This is KE8YGV.
K8YGV, WA4MLD. Yeah, sounds perfectly clear here. You could be next door. I could not tell the difference. I do get the, when I let up on my push to talk, I hear the digital tail with the last word or two of what you said, because we're obviously on the internet connection between the two. You've got the central area thing hooked up here. We can all hear each other, so I guess when the chips are down, that could be a really helpful thing. I lived in Florida for quite a while, and down there they had the State Highway Department had towers all through the length of the state, which is considerable, of course. Must be about, 300 miles, something like that. And they went to a new system, so they turned the old UHF system over to the AMS, and we now have, in Florida, we have all the way from I think Cedar Key down in the Keys all the way up to the northern border of the state, up near the north border there. We have a connection that's on all the time, and if you key up one repeater, you're heard in all of them. And I was in Fort Pierce in the middle of the state, put my little battery-operated handheld in the window, get on the local repeater, and I could be heard throughout the state, which is really helpful for like hurricane reports and stuff like that, where we have to get info out to help centers and the hurricane center in Miami and all that stuff. So really great. Okay, have a great day, and maybe we'll catch you again. WA4MLD, and try to be on the air once in a while. Over.
It was great talking with you, and you have a terrific day. Thank you very much for the conversation. 73. This is KEYGV. Over.
WA4 station. You are a little bit hot and a little bit overdriven. Probably just a little bit, so if you can bring the gain down a little bit, I would advise that. Clear your audio up just a little bit. Just wanted to add that in there. Yeah, they feel it.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now as I talk here. This has controls for compression, output, equalization, everything. I'm just going in the dark here. Let me tweak this down just a tad and see if that helps. Over.
When you were doing it during that transmission, there really wasn't much of a difference. Now, mind you, I can hear you on, like, four different repeaters, and they all tend to sound a little bit different, but all in all, it was a little bit overdriven. So, even on the radio, if you just want to bring the gain down just a tad bit, you can probably clear it up quite a bit.
Okay, well, I got the radio set for the hand mic that I sometimes use with it, so I don't want to mess with that. So I'm going to tweak this down just a little bit more. And if I'm getting through just fine under tough conditions, that would be okay, too. I do have the highs brought up just a little bit, maybe about 5 decibels or so, because usually sometimes if you're in a mobile, it's noisy. That helps, but is that any noticeable difference, over?
Yes, sir. That was much better. Much, much better. I mean, before it was to a point where I couldn't understand the last part of your call sign. I didn't get it. It was just too muffled. But, yeah, that last transmission was quite well. So with that, I will say 73, and have yourself a good rest of your day there. All in all, sounds great. Definitely full quiet in the repeaters. KF8PLX, I'm going to go back on the side listening here.
Okay, great. Well, I'm on a little attic antenna, just out of the weather there. In case things hit the fan, I should be able to stay on the air. Have a great day. And we got some snow coming down here. Maybe it's coming your way. Not a whole lot, but sorry to be reminded about that stuff happening. Oh, well. Time to get out in my little tractor again, I guess. WA4, Mike Lima Delta, Mom Loves Dad, and have a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's still coming down here in Genesee County, too. We got dumped out pretty good this morning. I'm going to say probably 3 inches, maybe 4. It was a good dumping. But it seems to be slowing down a little bit. The road seems to be clearing up a little bit. So hopefully it's on the tail end there. All right, 73. Heads up for a good rest of your day. KF8BLX, and I'm clear.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
YGV monitoring.
KD8ABA mobile.
This is KD8YGV. I didn't get your call sign, but this is Russ.
Hi, Russ, I think it was. This is Aaron, Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Victor Alpha. Again, the name's Aaron. Just driving around, thought I'd say hi and see who's out there.
Well, how are the roads?
I would give them a solid 5 out of 10. They're, the main roads are drivable, but you definitely want to make sure that you're going slow and following normal winter driving precautions. Fingers slick. You probably shouldn't cross traffic quickly. Make sure you give yourself plenty of stopping space, all that kind of stuff. So there's a little bit of in the parking lot here at White Pine, a little bit of try to guess where the lanes are, but again, I guess this is, I wouldn't call it great driving, but I would call it normal Michigan winter driving.
Well, you be careful driving out there. I have decided not to leave home today because of the snow. And since I'm retired and been so for a bit here, that I can make those decisions. But I did clean the driveway off once already.
Yeah, good for you. I haven't done that quite yet. I was using the excuse that it's still snowing, so I was just going to wait. But I probably should get out there. I had a couple appointments today. I had to take my dog in to the vet just for a checkup and had a tax appointment. And so I decided to try to work from home. I do cybersecurity, so it's a little bit of flexibility there, being able to take some meetings from home and go into the office for others. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise. I hope to be like you and be retired someday to make those wonderful decisions, like I choose to stay home today. But lucky for me, I've got the next best thing, which is flexibility and understanding coworkers.
Well, it sounds like you have a great job to be able to have that flexibility. I did the last year and a half that I worked before I retired. I did some of the work from home remotely, but that was not typical. The majority of my career, I was out in the office or job site trailer somewhere, and frequently in airports and going out to different projects around the country. So it's that's a blessing that you get to do that. That's really enjoyable. And don't rush retirement, because there's some days where I'm just scrambling for things to do to keep busy. But I finally got a few of them going. I'm getting ramped up for spring, and I'm drawing a few working sketches to build a chase lounge out of.
You might have timed out there, but I did hear you saying about the chase lounge. Go ahead if you had more to add to that.
Yeah, I did get timed out. I wasn't used to that. But yes, I got some plans going for a chase lounge, and I'm compiling a list for some home repairs for the spring, outside stuff. So I'm trying to get things together, and that makes it a little bit more pleasurable to keep busy.
Yeah, Stan. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people say they're looking forward to retirement, so they don't have to work all the time. And frankly, I think the only thing that's worse than being really busy is being really bored. When you're that bored, it's miserable. You've got a bunch of stuff to do. At least you can do one or two things and get it checked off the list. I'm kind of working through some of that right now, and haven't been, it's part of the reason I got my radios back out, and haven't been on the air for probably 20 years or so. I was busy raising a family and building a career and doing all those things, and kids are older now, teenagers, and the wife decided to go pursue other things, so I'm no longer married, and so I'm trying to fill the time with different hobbies, and instead of getting a new hobby, I thought, what about dusting off an old one? So, again, got some of the radios out and decided, not the best radio, but I'll put an HD in the car, so at least that way it's something. Waiting for a little bit better weather to get up on the roof, and I got a 10-fed wire antenna that I'm going to hang up once I feel like it's safe enough to go on the roof. But not really sure when that's going to be. Go ahead, this is KD888.
Well, it looks like Punk's County Phil has seen his shadow, so at least 6 more weeks of winter. So I'm suspecting it's going to be mid-March or into April before you're climbing on that roof safely. I'm with you. I'm trying to do some things. I did not get my license until a couple years ago, and then had a few medical things and some other issues come up. So I haven't been on the air a lot, but I have set up a ham shack, and I'm working through that also. And when spring comes, I'll be doing the exterior antennas. Right now, even though I have some other gear, I'm sitting in my basement. I have a little shop area down here, and I've got an HD. So I'm amazed that it's getting through the walls and the structure, but I'm pretty happy with that. This is KE8. YGZ.
KD8YGZ, this is KD88. Yeah, no, I'm constantly amazed at that, but then again, I also think a lot about the work that the guys put in. Some of the repeaters around here are pretty amazing. I'm not as familiar with Dave's, this one that I'm on right now. I know he said that it's got a lot, it's linked up. I'm not exactly sure what it's all linked to, but it sounds like from listening to it, it's got some good reach. I know the Saginaw 2-meter repeater, the .T4, it's got a lot of good repeat sites. So you can do a lot with an HD. I don't have to be running a ton of power, which I'm thrilled about. But yeah, I look forward to getting some more stuff up. Ham radio is definitely a never-ending hobby. When I went and first got licensed, my very first time, it was a Tech Plus license. I passed the technician's license, and I passed the Morse code requirement. And I didn't, and that's where I stopped. And then probably a few months after that, I did the general and eventually the extra. And a lot of people are like, oh, you did the extra. And I'm like, yeah, it's not, I don't know all of the things I probably should know to be licensed like that. But honestly, I just didn't want to have to worry as much about where the boundaries were on the HF band to be able to talk to who I wanted to talk to. So So it was more out of laziness that I got the extra licensing, because then I could just broadcast in the bands that I was licensed for. Anyways, I'll pass it back to you, and then I'll probably say 72, because my son's just about to the car to pick him up. This is KD8ABA. Back over to you.
It was great speaking with you, and enjoy your time with your son, and I'll just bid you farewell. 73, this is KE8YGV, clear.
It's a pleasure talking to you. KD8ABA, also clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, NARHK.
KE8ONM.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KF8FQN listening.
KE8LAX mobile.
KE8LAX, this is KF8FQN.
KF8FQN, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Finally got cut loose, so I'm in the car and going home.
Well, good. I must feel good then.
Actually, on second thought, KEHWUO or 10NAWRO, KEHYNU, are any of you guys out there?
No.
If there was a station in there, your transmission got cut short. nothing heard. Wyatt, back over to you. I just wanted to ask them, because if they were still out doing business stuff, I was going to actually go join them.
Yeah, Roger. That's totally fine. But I was just up in my room listening to Simplex and just gaining their frequencies until I heard you calling out.
Fair enough. I know you use EchoLink. Do you have anything as far as any RF radios?
I got a Baofeng AR-152. You probably already know that, but like if you're talking about ATAF radios, I don't have any. It's not like I don't have the right class.
Nope, just plain old RF, UHF, VHF. Join the club. I don't have any HF equipment either. Are you able to get into your local repeater using that radio?
I can. I'll do it right now, but actually, that's a good thing. I'll test it out, but my audio might not come in clear.
Fair enough. I was just curious if you had ever tried testing it.
Yeah, Roger. I'm going to do it really quick. This is me transmitting with my radio to the WALAP repeater. That was me transmitting on my actual radio.
Yes, that was you that I just tried to open it up. It was nothing but static. I don't know what you're probably running factory antenna, and I'm not quite familiar with that radio and how many watts it pushes, but I'm also not sure how far away you are from your local machine.
I think we doubled there, but I heard basically all of your transmission, but yeah, that was me trying to get in. I have a 3-foot whip on it. It's not the factory, but I'm right by a fish tank, so it's probably why it's interfering with my signal. But yeah, that was me.
Sounds good. Well, I'm actually gonna stop off here and grab a quick bite to eat. So I'll say 7-3s. But good talking to you, and I might be on the air here in just a little bit. This is KE8LX. I'll be clear on your final light.
Roger, yeah, it was good talking to you again. I enjoyed this contact, and hope to talk to you again. This is KF8FQN, 73 and clear.
W8, BD. I don't have.
Go ahead, Wally. This is KELX. W8VD, KELX. Nothing heard, KELX, clear.
Okay, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Thanks for the help.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
DE3GXK, listening.
Simple meaning, I'll give us a sir. Thank you.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.